Shabbos, Perek Chavbeis, Mishnah Gimel, 22:3. We now discuss the leniency of breaking a container to access the food inside on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Shover Adam Es HaChavis, a person is allowed to destroy the barrel or container that has in its side food, Lechol Hemeno Grogros, in order to be able to eat the dried figs that are inside the container. Now, normally the rule is that one can't do stira, demolition, and accessing food, a whole variety of different malachas are possible in terms of, you know, breaking the container or tearing open the container to access it. Here would we have potentially a problem of stira, perhaps, of soser, demolition, but we're being lenient here. Now, according to Rashi and the Bartanur, the reason why is because your act of breaking open the barrel is a destructive act. It's a mekalkel. He's destroying the container. That being the case, even though normally we say that when you do a destructive act, kilkul, it's only aser midrabanan, since it lacks melechas machsheves. But here, since you're accessing food, the rabbis were lenient and let you do a kilkul, a destructive act, in order to access food. That's Rashi's approach, and that's the Bartanur like him. Interestingly, the Ran holds there simply is no stira when it comes to kalim in general, so it's not applicable here, no problem. And Tosel's approach is a little more complicated. I'll maybe come back to it in a few moments. Okay, now, Ubilvad, says the Mishnah, provided that shalo yiskaven la'asos keli, that assumes, that is predicated on the fact that you are not intending to make a functional kli. When you break open the barrel to get the dried figs, you're not intending to make a spout or an access point or now a useful storage container. You're simply breaking it open to access the inside. Because if you were making an access point, a spout, an opening, so then that would be makapapatish. You'd be finishing the construction of the kli, having a new functional kli called a dried fig holder, and that'll be forbidden. Now, Tosos understand that there would be still a concern with the rabban that when you break open the kli by smashing it, you'd be making a container that would be useful after the fact. And therefore, according to Tosfos, the reason why the first din of the Mishnah is true, that you may break open the containers, we're talking about a container which already had been broken in the past, but sort of stuck together again. And now that it's been sort of glued back together, you wouldn't go to break it only to make a spout to reuse it a second time and so on. So that's why Tosfos says we're leaning here. The Mishnah continues by saying, Ve'ein nokvin magupa shel chavis. You're not allowed to puncture a hole in the top of the seal of the barrel. Div Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says it's forbidden because then you've made a spout and that would be considered to be makba patish. And it's like you're making a Pesach, an opening for the container. But the Chacham Matirin, the gears that we have in front of us, is the rabbis let it. The reason why is because it's simply not normal to open the very top of a barrel. If you have a hole in the top, then the sun gets in, the dirt gets in, the animals get in, everything gets in from the top. The normal way to make a hole is on the side, like with a spigot, etc. And therefore, from the top, it would be permitted, says the Chacham. The Bartanura's girsa of the Mishnah is not Chacham, but rather Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one who's permitting it. Either way, the halacha is like the Chacham Rabbi Yossi, that you, yes, may puncture a hole in the top to get to the food, but velo yikavena mitzida, but you can't puncture a hole in the side to make an access point, because that would be like a standard way of doing it, and that would be makvapatish, and therefore forbidden. Vimhaisa nekuva. Now, we're switching to the other side of the story. If you have a barrel, we're done with that part. It's a new part, a new paragraph. If you had a barrel, and let's say you see that the barrel has, it's a wine barrel, for argument's sake, and it's got a leak or something like that, or it's a potential leak, it's got a puncture, so you want to seal it up. So if you would take something and shove it in the hole to seal it, so that would for sure be forbidden. If the thing you're shoving in seals it permanently, that would be Nisar Daraisa, and if of Makba Patish. And if you would be shoving in something that's just temporary, you know, you're taking a piece of garlic and shoving in the hole so it will stay in there for a little while, that would be Nisar Darabanan. But if you're putting something on the outside as opposed to inside to repair the container, you're putting like a band-aid on the outside, so then it's going to be permitted under normal circumstances because it doesn't look like you're fixing the barrel at all. It's certainly temporary, you're not repairing the barrel itself. But that assumes, as the Mishnah will say, you're not using material which is pliant and can be subject to the rules of memareach. Memareach is smoothing out, and it's a tolda of the memachek back in the time of the Mishkan. After you flayed an animal, you had to smooth out and flatten out the hide to make it into a functional, you know, part of the covering for the Mishkan. So memachek is smoothing out and flattening out the hide, and therefore anything that's soft that can be smoothed out and flattened out is usher to do that to it. So for example, wax. If you have wax, you may not smooth out the wax. Same as, you know, hand soap, same as, you know, the stuff that goes on the braces and all that kind of stuff. It's all memareach. And therefore the Mishnah here says, im haisa nekuva, if you had a hole inside your barrel, lo yitin aleh shava, you cannot use wax on the outside of the barrel, even though you're not repairing the barrel proper. It's just a temporary means, but since mipnei shehu memareach, in applying the wax, you're very much liable to smoothing out the wax, so it fits snugly and smoothly around the hole on the outside of the barrel, and that would be a separate israel to itself, not of fixing the barrel, but of doing memareach, of smoothing out the wax. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said this actually happened. Ma'asa balefnei Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai ba'arav. One time it happened, someone asked this very shaila, someone did this very thing, and the question was brought to Rabban Gamliel, who lived in a place called Arav. He had sealed up his barrel with wax. Va'amar, and Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Choshesh shani lo mechatas. I'm concerned that he is liable for a chatas, meaning perhaps you can't see now what he did in terms of how much it was smoothed out, but assuming that he smoothed out the wax when he applied it on, that would be the Isra Doraisa of Memareach, and he would have to bring a chatas for having done that. Now, as far as halacha lemaitza goes for the Mishnah in general, accessing food by destroying containers is a very big, complex sugya, because there are lots of types of containers, and there are many halachas. Certainly, it's advisable to open your containers before Shabbos, but where you need to open a container to access food inside, there are leniencies, but some things you have to be careful about. The truth is, it's beyond the scope of the Mishnah here to go over it, but you need to ask Shabbos before you learn how to open a can of pickles or something. Not as simple as you might think. And certainly, let's say you're opening like a milk container. So to, in America anyways, how they have the milk container that you open it up, you kind of fold in and out to make a spout of the milk container. That is certainly forbidden because you're making a functional spout. And when you're doing that kind of activity, it's certainly forbidden. It has to be something destructive. So again, halacha lemaisa, you'll have to hit the books and ask a shaila to understand how to open the various types of containers on Shabbos.